Hey guys, well, you're not high at your desk. Weezy, get it together. This is our job, bro.
You
can't be coming to work high. I'm about to put like some HR guidelines.
Well, I don't have to be drug tested anymore.
I'm about to drug test your asshole. That's what's gonna happen. Hello guys, welcome. I know your jobs may or may not drug test you. Apparently you guys may or may not have a job at all.
It depends.
Bro, I just really want you to embrace the fact that our listeners have fucking jobs.
I didn't
bro.
Say they don't have jobs. Bro. I'm just saying I don't want you to make the ones that like don't have them feel bad. You'd be like, I know y'all working, and somebody might be like, damn, I ain't.
Well, we need to encourage them to work. God damn it. Fuck. Because them hoes got to be able to afford our goddamn tickets when we go back on tour.
That's true. Patreon might be $5. But yeah. Not.
Hey, y'all. Welcome. This is your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. Peg the Stallion, a.k.a. That Bitch. And I'm here, by the way. And I'm sitting across from, go ahead.
I don't have AKs, but I guess I could be Weedy Weezy today.
You could. Weedy Weezy. That work. That could be something. So, real quick, because I just want to say to all of the listeners that are currently tagging me in this goddamn Popeyes video, bitch, have you seen it? Apparently, y'all.
What did you say, pussy asshole?
Apparently, it is an Orlando, Florida fucking video, too. It's at an Orlando fucking Popeyes. Bro, they making it seem like I made it up. And I'm like.
It can't be an Orlando thing.
I don't think it is.
Front.
But I mean, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. Pussy ass hoe is one of those things that you say, and those are fighting words. Like, you call a nigga that when you just ready to, like.
Got it. Pussy ass hoe. Urban Dictionary. A girl or boy. Oh, oops. A girl or boy that ain't bout nothing. A person who does nothing for themselves. A scary person who can't fight worth shit. A person who is basically fake. Pussy hoe.
That actually is a really good fucking definition. I don't think I could have said it better myself.
I actually really like that.
I really like that. God damn. Who added that to Urban Dictionary? I need to give them credit.
Because
they are fucking amazing.
When I would use it in an argument, it was like when you're about to fight.
It is like the most disrespectful shit you could do outside of spitting on a motherfucker.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, pussy ass.
I got in a fight at Vane over that word.
No, that is and fighting.
And it was because I didn't say it.
They are fighting fucking words.
What Orlando clubs, besides the one that we won't name,
which one? Why are we not naming it?
Because we fought there.
Bitch, we fought at Roxy's. It don't exist no more.
But which one, what other Orlando clubs have you fought in?
I used to fight in school. I didn't really fight in clubs, especially since I was in there with fucking fake IDs,
Taboo,
bitch.
Vain.
Oh, wait. I'm lying. Bitch, I fought at Cleo's, your friend.
Oh, my
bitch,
God.
Bitch, fought in the goddamn strip club, lost both my phones that night.
Dog, that
and
was crazy.
Then, because she was the door girl at the
on
club.
On my birthday.
Everybody fucking went to coddle her, and I had to go hide. Bitch, I went and hid in Jarvis's car because I thought the cops was coming to get me. I was like, hide me behind the seat. Is it here?
Bruh, I remember I was probably
That's
high
crazy.
That night.
Oh, I was high, which is why it blew my high. Because, bitch, me and Cindy was lighting the fuck up. I had never smoked that much. I was just chilling. This was right when I had first started smoking weed,
too. Bruh, that
was
my 21st birthday.
It was, and I had just started smoking weed at this time.
Well, aside from weed, today is going to be an episode that'll be fun. I actually wanted to be high as shit for this episode because I laughed so much the first time. I was like, well, let me amplify it.
This whole thing brought a volume to
our porn categories episode. I think we'd picked the wildest. So I was like, damn, yo, it's going to be really difficult to top it. And no, it wasn't. It took me like 10 minutes to find these. So I compiled porn videos and the best comments underneath them. And you guys will hear it soon.
Before we get into that, though, you want to hop into some vanilla shit?
I'm too high to read.
Oh. Well,
but it
okay,
was a great
let
article.
Let me fuck up the goddamn words then.
It was a Cosmopolitan. This is the headline on theonion.com.
Yeah, you did almost fuck up even Cosmopolitan.
No, I didn't.
I did.
Because it's a drink, so
yeah,
I know how to say that.
But if you hear it back, you kind of like stuttered a little bit over it. Right? Just a little bit? It's okay. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to go back and make sure I edit this because you said Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan fires editor after learning that she lied on her resume about having said.
Wait. See, I told you couldn't even say none of that. Real quick though,
don't smoke weed.
On none of my resumes have I put whether I've had sex or not. Are our resumes not updated, right?
Bitch,
is this? I know we just quit our jobs,
so
but is
I'm
this
gonna be
a
real.
Thing?
I read it through first, and then we gotta talk.
Okay. This is a New York signing, girl. My throat hurt, bitch. I ain't even gonna hold
you. So what you saying? You can't read either?
No, I can't. But that's my excuse right
yeah,
now.
Can
if
we
I'm
have
fucking
a guest stand and read?
No,
Actually, nice.
I got this. I got this. I got this, bro. Okay. I don't see too many big words.
Lubricate like.
So election. Citing an investigation into the employee's work history and background, sources confirmed Tuesday that Cosmopolitan magazine fired their associate editor Alice Rowley after discovering that she lied on her resume about having had sex. On paper, we all thought Alice was a great fit for our publication. However, that turned out to be too good to be true when we discovered she had fabricated her sexual experience, said hiring manager Katie Erickson, adding that Raleigh's glowing letters of recommendation from people she had allegedly slept with were exposed as fakes.
Wait, okay.
Bitch, I'm getting a CEO if we gotta have recommendation letters on sex.
So what?
She ticked all of the boxes we were looking for in an associate editor, but we should have realized something wasn't right when Alice claimed to have graduated from the University of Iowa with a Bachelor of Sex degree. She also had a number of vague descriptions, such as working closely with an erect penis and the stuff that comes out of the hole during vaginal intercourse.
What?
I really doubt that she actually took on a strong leadership role during gangbangs. While we were initially thrilled to work with Alice, we could no longer in good conscience keep her on staff after finding out that she did not do it 100 times in a night. Erickson admitted that the biggest red flag was in the special skills section of Raleigh's resume, which listed a proficiency in sexual positions that included both doggy and cat style.
Dog.
I want to know, is this real, bro?
That's what I just got true. Cosmo fires
this
editing.
Is from The Onion. Is The Onion a...
Dog,
a good
once
source,
I read
bro.
This shit, I was like, this can't be.
No, right? I knew it. See, this is what happens when Weezy fucking
wait, Huffington Post.
Wait, Huffington Post wrote about it too?
Hold on, Kelly. Yo.
Huffington Post wrote
why
about
Hearst
it.
Why Hearst laid off Cosmo. Okay.
Oh, so Huffington Post is reliable. That's one we should have read.
Because,
bro, I know she ain't talking about her sex on her resume, bro.
Yo, I don't know if The Onion's real, but if it's not, that shit is the best fake news I've ever heard. How can we upload our high journalistic standards when you haven't been at least one scandalous affair? That's true.
So what? So
wait, look at the comments. So I guess the 10 sexy ways to rekindle my love life was just bullshit.
So it's weird though that they're questioning the journalistic aspect of what she's actually done in her real life, because this is a huge argument when I did journalists. Things well when I had my sports blog, and then as I was friends with a lot of sports journalists who had maybe never even played D1 sports or who had never like done college things, a lot of athletes question whether you're even able to speak on sports locker room things, all of these things, if you've never been a part of
it. I thought about it for a second and I was thinking like, okay, well, who else is like qualified with sex with a degree that I know? And it's Shan, right? So like
Shannon and Michelle Hope, those are the
Michelle
only
Hope,
two.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, so like, I do feel like it's very obvious that these two have had sex, have good sexual experiences.
Savage. Yes,
and I wonder, like, when you're applying for something, like, how do you have to speak to, like, even with couples therapy or something like that? Like, how do you prove to somebody that you're good at fucking or you're good at relationships? Like, how?
Well,
like
I ain't gonna hold you. These motherfuckers be listening to us every week. They ain't seen us suck no dick. And we be giving relationship advice. And, bitch, my ass been single since high school.
Yo,
so
I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know what the fuck. Y'all better not be listening to us at this point.
I be thinking, like,
are we
okay,
fired?
If I stop, if, like, let's just say, I've thought about this, not recently, but, like, if horrible decisions blew up, where, like, I didn't need to do side gigs, right? Uh-huh. What would I do in my spare time? It's like, would I go back to school? But if I went back to school, I'm definitely going to get a degree in, like, some kind of sex work.
Right.
My
degrees have nothing to do with sex, unless we want to do body counts.
Because my job is all about, like, my accolades. Like, I can get a sales job in 2 weeks. Like, everyone's always hiring for sales. It's not a big deal. But if I wanted to do something else and I wanted to go back to school, what would it be for? And it's like, look at this album cover. Yeah. I mean, what's it called?
Cover art.
Mixtape, Horrible Decisions with Bananas. No, but, like, that's going to be me on the internet. Eventually, let's say we ever did something where our names were on it. I watch Jesus and Meryl all the time, and it always says Daniel Jesus Baker at the end. And I always think every time I watch the end of that show, like, wow, I would have to put G, Wheezy, bleep. Like, I really would have
that
to.
That was a cute bleep.
Bleep, bleep.
showed your wheezy ass.
I mean, but like, you
it's
have
weird because I'm not gonna lie. I do that now when I have to RSVP for like all of these little events. I put first name in quotation marks, Mandy B, and then my last name. And when I go to the door, I let them know, y'all know my government. Like, don't share my government with nobody, goddamn. I be trying to keep my government little private, bitch.
It's kind of embarrassing. Look, when, like,
I got a nameplate that says Mandy with two eyes. And my mama be looking at me like, bitch, that's not the one I got you when you were younger.
But I feel like that makes sense because you take pictures and you're like,
I do. You know what I mean? Y'all are calling me Amanda.
I just ordered a nameplate and I didn't order my name either because I was like, then people going to be like, oh.
Right. I don't know. Well, thanks for picking a fake news vanilla shit. Because I'm really like, wait, resume, bitch. They don't be asking me how many bodies I got on my resume.
Whatever, bro. The point is, it's good for topic discussion.
So I really like the kink of the week that you chose. Because I just did it.
Okay, I just can't talk and say the name.
No, I need you to say the name.
Hold on.
I mean, I got a way to say it.
Actrasti. No, bitch.
Actrasti. Maybe the I is silent. Actrasti.
Actrasti. No, that's after ass clat.
Damn, so, I feel stupid. So, Actrasti. I think Rasti sounds better. Rastafari, yeah, I'll say.
Actrasti.
Is the arousal by the rays of the sun. This may be enjoyed through sex outside.
We about to get summertime sadness. And when you go on vacation, you're going to be like, ah.
Ooh, nope.
I do that whenever.
Nope, I'm going to just keep going south, go to the tropical islands so I can get my Actrasti. I actually just had sex outside and it was amazing. Actually, it started outside and then moved inside, which is why my fucking throat hurts. A bitch done had, I don't know fucking how many threesomes lately. So I don't know if it's between the kissing, the sharing of blunts,
oh, wait,
the
look,
shot glasses,
how to
the eating a pussy.
I'm sorry, you've had so many threesomes.
Yeah, bro. Just out here fucking threesoming it up.
Actrasti.
Okay, so we said it right.
Actrasti. So wait, hold up.
Girl, that's why my throat hurt, bitch. Bitch, I done been on amoxicillin, Mucinex.
Bitch, you been on amoxicillin. Yeah, I mean, you did have a lot of threesomes, ho.
Well, I had it in my cabinet. My friend said it could solve it quick. Bitch, I don't have
solve what?
My throat hurting, bitch.
Oh, I was like,
no, bitch, I haven't had motherfucking.
Wow, do you want to cut that out?
Real quick, I just want you to know that I don't have health insurance currently because we just quit our fucking jobs. So the codeine that's in my thing, the amoxicillin, all the shits that
bro, I'm going.
Alien, in my fucking cabinet is what I'm fucking
100%
using.
When I'm like, so I'm going to Europe for 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I'm bringing back everything, dog.
Bitch, and now I'm already birth mad control. Because I don't have the Diflucan to go after this amoxicillin. Because fellas, if y'all don't know, if your girl ever get on antibiotics, it fucks up her pussy right after. So now I'm just like, damn, do I need to buy a Monistat? Because bitch, I'm about to go to LA, then
no,
Vegas.
You just
my
take
pussy
probiotics.
Can't be, my pussy can't break.
Bro, take probiotics. That's it. It puts the good bacteria back
that's
in.
That's just yogurt, right?
No, take the actual pill.
Oh. Is that a lot? It costs a lot. It's over the counter.
It's $15 for, I think, 30
days supply.
Oh, I was going to
get a 3-day Monistat and call
no,
it
no,
a day.
No, don't do that.
No?
Seriously, take probiotics. It's really good for you.
Well,
I take them every day.
Yeah, my throat hurt. But I had sex outside.
That shit helps with your pH.
So we started outside. We was in, like, a pool first. So I actually got to mark that off my list with pool sex. But it was only oral pool sex, which I kind of did in Jamaica. That was a jacuzzi. So
oral pool sex.
Like, I ate her out. Bro. At the pool, and then we moved it to the bedroom so he could fuck me. We didn't fuck in the pool. It was just a lot. It was great, though.
Did you know who you ate out?
Yeah, my homegirl. Oh. I told you I fuck all my friends. So this was a new friend I fucked. And then I fucked one of my other homegirls, too. But we already had sex before. Well, in a threesome setting. So this was like, oh, it's again. Okay. Meet this other guy I have sex with.
Do you want to go to... Oh, sorry. I almost
see, yeah, don't be out and out my goddamn locations, ho. This is why I really don't talk to Wheezy.
Oh,
really?
No.
Wheezy will come
no,
on the podcast.
No, did you see me catch myself though?
Yeah,
I did
no.
good.
Oh, you finally caught yourself.
Do you want to go to Puerto Rico
yeah.
or not? That's what I meant.
But yeah, have you had sex outside? You have, right? You be mm-hmm. having sex everywhere.
The last time I had sex outside was just like balcony sex. I'm trying to think.
Ooh,
that happens a lot, like in hotels.
I have done.
I like make
sex.
It a point. Did I have sex with scissors outside in Panama?
You said in the pool, right? Or no.
Oh, the steam room. That was in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, damn. That sounds
bougie. That doesn't count as outside, bitch.
Dude, it's public sex.
Oh, no, we're talking about outside with the sun rays, ho.
Okay, hold on.
You got to be accompanied by the sun rays because that's the part that turns you on. The sun was beaming down. I was like, well, I'm about to get a tan.
When me and Beard Bay went to Miami, it was damn near a hurricane. We couldn't even fuck outside.
Damn.
But, dog, we're getting washed. Like, we was on vacation, and the hotel was so nice. We were like, yeah, we gonna fuck here. We wasn't doing shit. We're watching game shows. I was so mad. I was like, damn. I was like, but put it on again. I want to watch Jeopardy.
I'm dead. Well, you go ahead. I know you ain't talked most of this episode because you act like you can't talk, but now you're talking kind of well.
Now you're talking kind of well.
You speak well.
You speak well. Oh, boy.
This hoe hates when I say that.
Because it's so
We literally
fucking...
just had a Patreon episode, and we're talking about things that we want in characteristics of our lovers. And before I could say it, she already knew. I just really like men who speak well.
Articulate.
I can't say speak well.
No, because it sounds like you speak bad. That's
I mean, some people do. Like,
but bitch,
and I done had niggas come around, and y'all know I said this before because I'm super fucking shallow. They fine as fuck. And then when they just start talking, it's just like, all right, stop talking. But I like the niggas that I could just like keep talking with.
I don't want to say that this nigga speaks unwell, but when I was in
Who?
On my trip, I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, okay.
I think I don't know if I said it on a Patreon episode, but when we were in Fajardo, that's the name of the city in PR, we get there, me, Rashid, and my homegirl, and I was like, all right, I think I'm just gonna go upstairs and watch TV. I'm kind of tired. He was like, well, be careful because the TV in Puerto Rican, so make sure you know how to work that bitch.
Wait, what? See, that's what I'm talking about. So the TV is in Puerto Rican.
I swear.
Spanish?
Dog,
No, bro.
Yo, shout out to E. That nigga was in the group chat talking about, do I need to get a currency exchange? Do they take money over there? What they need?
And wait, like, what?
Who do you think the president of Puerto Rico is?
Dog, wait, did he answer that? Please.
No, he didn't. He just was like, y'all trying to get on me. And I'm like, bruh, we not... The TV does speak in Puerto Rican and also Spanish. Bitch, we get to Walmart. This nigga looking around like, look, it's Cheetos. But Puerto Rican. Look,
Oh, he thought he was abroad. Did he not?
Bitch, you just said abroad. Did you
abroad.
See that video?
No. Did he not realize he ain't need his passport to get there?
No, he didn't. Dog, that's why we was laughing. I said, nigga, do you have your passport on the way to the airport? And he was like, fuck y'all. Hold on, wait. Oh, my God. You just said abroad. You've
What's
never
wrong
seen
with abroad?
The video. This is me and Vinny definitely going to Europe next week.
Yeah, I just got back from abroad. Yeah, I studied in Italy, and I went everywhere. Yeah, abroad, like, changes you. Yeah.
Tell me
What's
that
crazy
the
is
people
I,
don't act like that
I
when saw, they come
well,
back.
First off, that was my whole lingo when I came back from studying abroad in Singapore. So, bitch, I use the word abroad and expat more than I ever had in my whole life.
Bro, why?
Because I was an expat.
Dog, this
sophisticated now, and I had a boyfriend in Italy.
Yep. Yep.
And, like, the drinking culture abroad.
You can be 18.
So yeah, I'm going to go back. I think I'm going to live in Paris.
Dog, I do be thinking I'm going to live places and shit.
I mean, it's because when you leave, you realize, like, we don't really have like a type of culture that is considered sophisticated in any way.
What do you mean?
For example, when you go to Paris and you
bitch,
see
I done been to Bagatelle and they kind of fancy sometimes. Well, until
right.
They start standing
so
on
like
table.
We don't really have any kind of sophisticated like aristocrat type of lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Unless there's rich Americans, the 1%. But like what I'm saying is even like the common folk of Europe are still more poised than Americans. Like look at us, nigga.
That was aggressive.
Barely have fucking passports. Like 36% of Americans have passports. We got mad racist shit going on, but we're this huge place. We got no fucking healthcare. We got homelessness like a motherfucker. I think it's something like 10% of people are 17% are like below the poverty line. Like it's wild shit out here.
No, seriously.
And then, you know, you can go to fucking.
Well, no, when I was in Singapore, that's actually ranked as one of the safest places in the world. We literally were doing our tour with our college, and they literally was like, hey, y'all can go out at any time. Don't worry about locking your doors. It's not necessary here. Like, there was almost less than 1% of homelessness.
But why
there.
Not lock your doors? Like, whenever people say, like, you don't have to lock your doors around here, I'm like, but
why not? But if you lock your doors because you're in fear of someone going in and stealing shit, right?
Right.
So if you're in a place where there's no crime, no one's going to come and steal
but
your shit.
But it's just like like,
no,
why
because
not?
Then technically, you ain't got to worry about losing your key when you go out now. Because, bitch, that's my concern all the time.
Me too.
Because I be drunk as fuck.
If
you don't lock your door, you don't have to bring your key, which means you don't
have
to go out
and get
drunk.
Hold on, what do you do when you lose your key?
What do you mean? When I lose my key? Oh, I have security for my building, so I have to call, and it's a $45 fucking, they open it. It's $45 just for them to open it, and then I have to still order one with my leasing office.
Bruh, you don't have a key with someone nearby? Doesn't Cuddy live in the Bronx?
Who's nearby? The Bronx is big.
Bruh,
and I'm not going to sit here. The Bronx is big, first off. I know you be thinking I'm up in the little-ass Bronx. Bitch, the Bronx is big as fuck.
I hear you.
Like, I've been to other sides of the Bronx, and it looked like a whole nother world. You ever been up by Riverdale, nigga? That shit a whole different type of shit,
okay,
bro.
Okay, to be fair, so mine is $50, too. But when I think about it, so Sade has my key and she's in Brooklyn, like Clinton Hill. And then Alex is
You want to know the closest person to me and I don't want to give him a key? Felon Bay. He the closest nigga that lived by
that
me.
Nigga no key.
And I'm not giving him
a key. He went to jail, bitch.
That. Right, for 8 years. And he know I be traveling a lot. I don't need him up in my shit.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I mean? And he got a little bitch now, girl. Before I took off on my plane the other weekend, we sat on FaceTime forever. He missed me so much. I was like, you so cute. That's cute. He missed me. I said, your girlfriend know you FaceTiming me, missing me, smiling to me? No, nigga. miss me like hell. What was I going to say? I guess, Chris, you would be maybe the closest person to me, but that nigga ain't never home either.
See,
who am I going to trust? Hey, Chris, you home? Nah, man, I'm in Wall Street. What the fuck am I going to do?
You got to fucking make friends with a neighbor, bro.
I was thinking actually of buying a lockbox. And just
yeah, and putting it where the bike
somewhere.
Rack is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I was going to do that until Alex got one because he's in Long Island City, so it's not far from the Lower East Side. But still, that nigga be traveling with Andrew,
yeah.
So I'm fucked.
It's fucked. I'm fucked. And then my neighbors, bitch, they see me and they close their doors and hide still. Like, my whole floor is full of, like, they from Bangladesh and India. And I know they think me and my old roommate was, like, just the biggest hoes because we used to have niggas in and out. And we be talking loud as fuck. Bringing niggas in and out. So, like, bitch, like, they won't talk to us. Like, the women for sure, the men, only when they're not with the women will they be like, hi, how are you? But no, and they walk around coming from church.
Honestly, the reason I don't want to, like, fuck with my neighbors is because they're all young, too, and I just don't trust.
Oh, no, my neighbors are all
white people.
And
But brown people are safe. I would just be like, hey.
Oh, yeah, no, I feel super safe in my building.
Yeah.
Like, they cool as fuck. Like, I mean, they not cool as fuck because they be hiding from me. Like, it's like, like when you turn on the light and all the roaches scour, when they see me in the hallway, they scour. They close.
You don't speak?
What am I finna speak for if they ain't speaking back? I mean, I'll smile.
You just look like you had lockjaw.
Yo, shut up.
Oh, okay. So I want you to queue up the next one because of the internet. So get the. Okay. So, okay. The first category that we have is phone call porn. Now, I accidentally found this. Actually, the other day, this is what gave me the idea because I was looking up amateur porn. But what I want you guys to hear is just a conversation during the phone call. My mom calls during birthday sex, and I get a cream pie.
Y'all ready?
I
was going to play it.
Oh, no, you cue up number two. Oh. But what's even way better about this video is the fact that she's fucking a black dude. I'm sorry, it just makes it better.
Go ahead, play it.
Peanut butter cookie. She wants some of the peanut butter. Oh. Peanut butter cookie, I guess, is just chunks of peanut butter with cookies.
That's
what I'm
saying.
It doesn't really say. Hang on.
While she's getting fucked.
Say what it is?
It's about the way YouTube.
Doesn't really tell
this
you
way.
What it is.
YouTube, I can't so far.
This is peanut butter cookie. And then they got peanut butter candy crunch.
Either peanut butter cookie or peanut
she's
butter.
She's really getting fucked while talking about cookies.
Okay, Tom's got the peanut butter cookie in his hand. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too.
She ain't shit, bruh.
She ain't shit. That's an ancient asshole.
Oh, fuck.
So, can I just say something though about this?
What?
This is actually something that I enjoy doing.
Okay.
Like, I love, like, sucking
dick.
A nigga's
okay,
dick while he's, like, trying to stay focused on a phone call. Like, it's something where if that nigga's on the phone, I'll go and pull his dick out just so I can see him stay focused on the phone call while I, like, suck the fuck out of his dick.
Dude.
Like, that is, like, a turn on to me. Like, when
I don't...
he's still, like, yeah, so, and you hear, like, the pauses.
Bro, what you're
so
saying
good.
Right now was the comment, and I realized that's what we all love about it. She goes, the hold the moan type of porn gets me so horny.
I love it.
Yo, now I don't need it in porn, but recently when I was leaving Old Bay Seasoned's house, he got on a call about some shit. And I mean, I thought it was going to be a quick call and it wasn't. So I was like, let me just leave. So I was naked. I go in the room to get my clothes. I don't know what happens. He touched my pussy, touches a titty, and it don't take me much. You could just blow right by my pussy, and I'd be like, "Hi." So I started sucking his dick, and this nigga was crazy fucking hard. And this might have been the best I ever sucked his dick. There was spit dripping literally all over my body. And he's like standing up while I'm sucking his dick sitting on the bed. And I'm listening to this nigga be like, which is pissing me off because it's making the call longer, but he's like trying not to talk. So he's like, so what are your plans for the summer? So that he could not say anything. And I'm like, hang up on that nigga.
Right.
He's like, right. And what else? And I'm like, yo, tell him you have to go. It was terrible. But I mean, it did turn me on like a motherfucker.
No, I love that
but
shit.
But I sucked dick for like 15 minutes.
Are you really trying? You trying to be like me?
No.
You are? Yes.
I like a good soak
wait, but,
you up.
Wait. I feel like, Chris, you've been here for enough episodes. When I talk about sucking 24/7 dick for like 15, 20 minutes, I feel like I felt a little shade from you a little bit from time to time.
Because that's a long time.
And now she want to proudly say, I think I sucked his dick for like 15
minutes.
No, but
I said it. I didn't say proudly. I said reluctantly. I was like, oh, I think it was like 15 minutes. You be like, 15 minutes.
Okay.
It was a posture. Fucking. You know what I mean? That's basically what happened. Like, some people might be like, yo, I fucked three niggas last night. And I'd be like, yo, I fucked three niggas last night.
Okay, that's how it was. That's how okay, it was. Heard you, sis. Okay. Heard you.
So
we're going to get into the second one. Of course, this would be it. So
you know I found this looking up Bukkake.
I know you found this. Go ahead. You read it while I queue it up.
Japanese newscaster is a type of porn. Does anyone want to guess what that is?
Japanese newscaster?
What happens during that?
Like,
do you think is a Japanese porn thing besides anime?
Tentacles. That was a good guess.
I just said it, but so it's basically a woman reading the news while guys come on her.
Yes.
There's no sound that really delegates what's going
no,
on.
No, there's not.
But I just wanted you to see it.
I want to see what it
looks like. She's legit, like holding a piece of paper.
So hold on, I gotta show you. She is literally giving the news while a nigga is coming on her face.
Yeah. The weather is 96 degrees.
Wait, what do you think it looked like? It'd be like... Hold on, wait. Now she's reading the news. What? Bro, she goes to reading the news and then, yeah, she's still reading the news. And, yeah. Oh, wait, no, now she's bent over reading the news.
But she, like, everything she does
you know
is,
what
like,
this
getting...
Look.
Let me see.
She's getting fucked from the back while she gives the weather, bro. You know what this reminds me of, though? I think that this can translate to American porn, and I don't want to mess up her name. Y'all know that thick-ass Latina weather woman that be like that went viral?
The Mexican?
I think she's Mexican. Deanna or something like that?
I think so. I think I know who you're talking about.
I know mad niggas want to fuck her, and she be giving, like, the weather, too. So I feel like, okay.
Yeah, but she giving the weather. Like, she's just like, it's about to be hot.
You know.
It's wet outside, and it's...
That is not how she gets wet.
I know, but maybe she's just that fine. That's what I hear. Read the next one. This one's some weirdo shit.
The next one is Yif Porn Anime with Animals. Bears, wolves, lions, and tigers. The artwork is stunning. It's stunning that someone would create Yif as a profession. The house music in the background is a nice touch, too. Now, you know I don't like house music, bro. What is this? What is Yif? Can we explain what... these are animals fucking?
Yeah. Cartoon animals fucking.
Who watched this? Okay. I have a problem with this. I'm sorry. I know we don't
like
kink shame.
Porn?
What person?
Look at this one.
Are these foxes? This is a fox going up and down on a dildo? Who's watching this, bro? If you're a patron, we're going to make sure to post these porn links.
Wait. I'm sorry. I have to read this. One of the comments says, literally made this account just to ask what the song is. I've been trying for a solid hour and I can't figure it out.
And tell me someone responded to him.
Vitality by Of Truth.
When I tell y'all the porn comments be coming through, She shamed me too, because I'm one of those that leave porn comments. I think that porn comments are vital to our society, and that it's very needed.
It's literally at the Pornhub Awards, it's a category.
Wait, what?
Porn, top porn comment.
You're lying. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to get in my comment bag, because right now there's literally a draw for my birthday weekend between Here for CultureCon, Howard Homecoming, and Pornhub Awards in LA.
Bro, I want to go to the Pornhub Awards. I asked Van to get
tickets. Yeah, I have tickets to it. And shout out Liz. She's already like trying
to look for
me.
You using them or not?
No, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying to get booked. I'm trying to get a motherfucking check.
Yo, you should stay for Culture. How much do you want tickets? Yo, I was talking about going with Old Bay Season because I was reading porn comments and I was like, dog.
I really, no. The fact that this is
a category is a seller.
I'm going to win next year. I have really been getting in my Pornhub comment bag. Oh, and I only have 180 days left on premium. So I really need to get into that bag.
Okay, bro.
ASAP.
I'm mad that, like, what? You really actually want to be in the... What are you going to come up and get your award and be like, my name is Booty Bandit 212.
actually, what's crazy?
This has taken so many gay niggas. I want to thank... Wait. Oh, God, I don't even know. There's just, like, the dudes that fuck themselves with hairbrushes. This really started my love for sensitive thug porn.
Wait, real quick.
And
did I tell you my Pornhub name?
You said Booty Bandit, I thought.
It was Booty Bandit BB, not 212.
Okay. Comment. Oh, that's what I call people, BB.
BB.
Wait, and then there's a comment that says...
The Balenciaga logo.
Never thought a song like this would work for a YIFF compilation, but wow, it does.
So, guys, look up YIFF. It's YIFF. I hope that you're not aroused by cartoon animals fucking, but... I ain't gonna hold you. When I went to SeaWorld, I did see dolphins fuck. Them dicks get long as fuck, bro. Have you ever seen a dolphin dick?
No.
I'm sorry. You gotta see a dolphin dick, bro. Hold on. Dolphin dick. Can you just Google that and it come up? Bitch, are you ready? Them shit's big as fuck.
All right, Mandy.
Bro, look at this dolphin dick, dog. Look how they fuck. You ain't never seen a dolphin dick?
Let me see it.
That thing big as hell. I'm sorry. Not that I want to fuck a dolphin or nothing.
It's like a horse dick.
Dog, it's like huge as fuck. And they really be like bending over and doing positions at SeaWorld fucking, bro.
Let me put dolphin penis because only one image is coming up for dick. There we go. Whoa.
Dog.
It looks like a dog's dick because it's kind
of
red.
It's kind of pink, right? Yeah. That I ain't like that part of it, but.
Wow.
Y'all really got to
look. Ew.
Don't look at it like that. Ew.
It's not. YouTube can see this technically.
No, they can't. That's why I'm trying to
get it. It's an animal dick.
We already got our own guest.
So you're telling me dog dicks aren't on YouTube? Yo, you ever seen my old dog's dick?
No, I don't want to see your dog's dick, bro. Why are we here right now?
Yo, please let me have it.
Let's look at this outline. We going to the next motherfucker.
No, wait. That's why you can't smoke weed.
Nope. The next one is...
He used to hump everything.
This is some nasty shit. The next one is milk enema. Not recommended to watch while eating cereal. Milk enema porn involves ladies and gay guys shooting milk out of their hindquarters. It came to light in 2015 that El Chapo, ringleader of the Sinaloa cartel, is into milk enema porn. I'm not even going to click on that link. I don't want to see it. Bro, get the fuck out of here, bro.
It's just a little...
It's like squirting out your booty hole, but... Nah, bruh.
Let me see their sound. But like,
so wait, El Chapo.
Yo,
there's. Oh, that actually looks kind of cute.
Okay, Mandy. They're
shooting milk into each other's assholes. Okay, I don't like the farting noises. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't like the farting noises, bro.
Yo, I'm so glad we have video today,
bro.
Oh my God,
I'm dead.
I just want to say these are black girls. Oh, wow, she's squirting it on his titty. What the?
So what's crazy is I'm not into... I like squirting on niggas, but I don't think I ever really want to fuck with a girl who squirts because I don't know if I'm into the squirting.
Who is that perfect big-boobed enemy? Ebony, please tell me. Oh, God, people are so weird.
Who called Donald Trump a caga leche?
It translates roughly to milk pooper. Oh, that's what El Chapo did.
Oh.
Even though he's the one who liked it. Read the next one. I don't know how to say it, so.
Why you... So you could just tell everybody she don't know how to say no words.
No, but like,
that's what you be doing, bro.
I know.
Is that not Weezy? She just said read it because I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
But then the next episode, damn ho, you don't know how to say shit right. It's
just like, okay, I want to say, and this is not meant to be shady, but it will be because now I have to clarify.
Go ahead.
I only talk shit when you can't say actual words like that we use in everyday life. For example,
we gonna do this.
Libido.
That was a long time ago.
It was.
The same, I think back then, I didn't even like feet. Now I do. People have growth.
Bitch, it's libido, you've always had.
It is above me now. Okay?
Okay.
The next one is her suit.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Okay. Her suit is an SAT word for hairy. Women with this porn category sport beavers that look furious. Snarling, unkept, beastly things. There's a reason I'm...
Look at her legs.
Oh. Nah, bruh. So, real quick, I don't know if y'all
saw... So, you don't really need to watch the...
Who was the girl?
Seeing how hairy.
So, what's crazy is this was probably 2010 Twitter. Shanika Adams had a leaked...
I remember.
Had a leaked video playing with her pussy, and her hair was growing onto the inner thighs. And everyone was like, ew, that's gross. Like... That's kind of nasty. But some people are into, like,
I remember
super
that
hair.
Video. She blocked me. I don't know why.
Oh, me and her don't get along.
Maybe that's why she blocked me.
Fuck that pussy hoe.
We used to be cool. And then, like, suddenly I tried to look her up and see how she's doing.
It's because you have a show with me. Fuck that pussy asshole.
Why y'all don't get along?
I don't remember. Back in Twitter days. Something to do with Twitter days. I don't remember, but it's something with
it's
Twitter.
It's definitely because I have a show with you.
Yeah, but it's something with Twitter.
Yo, Shanika, I don't even like her.
Y'all hung out in Atlanta. I mean, in Orlando, when she came down one time.
Yeah, she was always a sweet girl. Like, that's why I was so confused.
It could be
because when I went on Cocktails, they were talking about how she was fucking whack on their episode.
Oh, see, so it ain't even for me. That's why.
No, but it could be.
Nope, that's why she talked. That's why she
blocked you. Okay, well, we're going to post this and tag her.
We are not tagging her,
why not?
Bro. She petty
do
as fuck. See what I mean? She be petty. This why
honestly,
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm just bored.
The way you're acting, though, this is why we're gonna need security at every goddamn city for the next tour.
Bitch, why do you think I've been doing all these boxing classes? Let me stop. Nah, but on some real shit, like going to a boxing class where like people can like beat your ass is like the best thing I've ever done because now I've never in my life been able to see something come in like from behind me, like. My senses are on fire right now.
So, one of the comments left under the hairy porn.
Oh, I love this comment.
I want to comb it. Is that normal? So, this actually, reading that comment made me think of something that I wanted to do. So, for the very first time, I washed a man completely.
Okay.
Because I like licking his ass. So, I had to make sure I got all up in there.
Here we go.
But he made, like, he didn't really shave to my likeness. And there was, like, a little. Inch of me, it's like I'm washing you now. I did want to kind of ask him if I could shave him, but I don't think we were there yet. But I would kind of be maybe interested in shaving someone a little bit more, especially if I'm doing a lot of licking, like in the ball and ass area. I kind of might want to trim it a little bit more for you. Like you didn't trim it.
I've been in the shower with someone shaving my legs and wanted them to do it in a weird
really?
Way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just your legs?
Not like.
Would you let them like shave your lips? Oh, you get waxes though, right?
Yeah. By the way. I just got waxed yesterday, but my girl, oh my God, I have to, okay. She wanted me to, I told her, I've talked about it before. She was like, let me hear. So she's on 30th in Madison. Her name is Usha, and the place is called My Brows. I've been going there for 2 years. Now, I love Usha to death, but she be wanting to try shit on me, which I don't always appreciate,
like
but
what?
Whatever. So she wanted to do sugaring. On my pussy because she...
This is a new thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to try it.
It's not too
it's
new.
It's not really new,
but yeah. Like, I think more places are getting the wax. So she'll go to conventions and stuff. She's an amazing waxer. But she'll go to conventions, get new products, get stuff like that. And I'll come in there, and I'll see her get a new jar, and she'd be like, I just left the Javits Center, and I got a... But, I mean, she does my facials and all the stuff on my skin, so I trust her. So she gets the sugaring, and I go yesterday, and I haven't been able to... get waxed recently because I've been fucking Old Bay seasoning so much that like I need to shave more because the hair is coming back.
Because they come back.
So finally, he went away for a few weeks and I had times to grow it out and my hair got thicker. When you wax a lot, your hair gets very thin. So it got thicker. Bro, she did this sugaring.
Was it good?
And basically, you take it, you put it all over and
is
then
it like
you roll
a lip
it.
Scrub?
You basically scrub the hair or you roll it off. So you're pulling. It's pulling from the root by rolling.
That sounds fucking painful.
It was one of the most painful things I've ever felt in my life. And then at one point, someone came in, right? And he goes, I have mycodermabrasion at 3 o'clock. Like, is she ready? And like, she's looking at me and I'm looking at her and I was like, don't pull it yet. Cause I don't want this nigga to think you can't do your job. So anyway, she says to someone else like 10 more minutes. He's like, all right, I'll come back in 10 minutes. And not until I heard the chime from the door closing, I was like, okay, go. That's how loud I was screaming.
Bro, you're so inconsiderate.
But my pussy is an entire new pussy. My pussy is
as
not
in it took
the same
all the bodies
color
off. So
that
you
it
ain't
used
even
to
fuck Old Bay seasoning no more, huh?
No. This is a new vagina about to see tonight. I mean, we're going to dinner and I'm gonna be like, yo, you about to meet somebody.
Yo, shut
Like, I have never seen my pussy look. I really wish I could show y'all. I can't.
We're fine.
So, like, the way I can explain it.
We have
it
a new
is,
cameraman in the building
it's
today.
It's not
come
just
on
like the hair is gone. Like, it's like, it's pulled from the root. Like, there's nothing
there.
So,
here's my question. It hurts so much. However you like the result, would you do it again?
No. She said, I said, what was the difference? She's like, well, it lasts 8 weeks, not 4 weeks. I said, I could do 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I would rather pay my price every month than every 2 months.
Yeah.
The pain I experienced, Mandy, no. I was sweating.
Yeah, no.
It was when we went, when was it? Was it when we left WME? No, it wasn't that. But anyway, yeah, it was pretty bad.
I have yet to even wax, and I actually...
What?
You know why? Shout out, Mom. Hi, Mom. I know you listen to the show as much as I've told you
double
fucking
not
to.
And...
No. So okay, when I was in middle school, this was probably 6th or 7th grade.
Allergic reaction.
My mom decided that she wanted to save money, so she got a at-home wax kit. She was going to do her eyebrows, everything that she normally gets waxed. She was like, I can just do it at home. I'm going to save money. But because... I feel like people have children just so that they have guinea pigs and in-home slaves. Decided to try the kit on me. So she's like, come here, Amanda. I want to try something on you. It wasn't even my pussy. It wasn't my eyebrows. She decided to take a patch out of my leg. It was wax. She's like, I got it. We have the instructions. She warmed it up because the kit was warmed up. She took the fucking the wooden spoon shit, and then she fucking so gently puts it on my leg, and she puts it on there. It says, okay, we gotta wait like 20 seconds. You gotta wait till it pulls it up. And my mom loved it. She ripped that thing off. So I literally didn't let her finish. I wasn't shaving at this point either because I was too young to be shaving. So I literally walked around with just one little patch of hair pulled off, and I was crying. And I said, Mom, you did that on purpose. Oh, I was so mad at her. And
why
so
did you shave the rest?
PTSD. I don't know. It just stayed that. I told you, like, my mom, I wasn't able to shave or use, like,
okay,
I was young at that
I'll
time.
I'll be real with you. No. I can't handle hot wax, like the soft wax with strips, because I used to get, when I would do my eyebrows, I would bump up. Yep. So I don't do those. You do hard wax.
No, I don't even do wax anymore. First off,
you should do
hard
wax.
I don't do no wax.
Bro, you're going to love your
pussy. I don't do wax. I even be going to the little Indians with the little thread and shit so they can just thread it out, bitch. No wax on me.
I don't wax my eyebrows either.
No wax. No wax, bitch.
Bro, the pussy that you have after a wax.
Put a little candle wax on me, no. Let me do it to you.
Yo, the only reason I won't do laser is because scissors got fucking burned like a bitch.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing none of that, bro. PTSD on that shit. Okay, so the next one, I want to shout out to Blogzilla for this one because he brought this up on one of our episodes.
That's right.
The next one is armpit porn. The crazy thing is I didn't really know how you would fuck an armpit, but for you guys watching, basically the guy is behind her with his dick.
Take your
so this is my armpit, y'all. Weezy got the dang-a-lang.
Let me get it.
This is Weezy dick. Hold on. We're going to put some lube in it, and this is her fucking my armpit. This is how armpit porn works. And, okay, you're making my titties shake, so maybe that could turn
that
him on, too. Because he's hitting my armpit and my titty at the same time. Nah, I mean...
By the way, my favorite comment on one of the armpit
porns. I hope
porns.
You don't fuck like that. That was real not rhythmic.
It was fun.
That was definitely your white guy. I'm sorry, when I watch white men in porn,
okay.
Stroke is
to be fair, I didn't try to have good stroke game. It was a water bottle.
First off, the way you put your foot on that water bottle in Andrew's lap, you made that one believe like it was a dick coat. Look. Here we go with the bullshit again.
Good job, bro.
Here we go with the bullshit.
Ooh, ab workout. And one, and two, and three.
You try. Oh, I could do it, ho. I be. Oh, I got sneakers on, though. You don't get to see. Oh, I guess my own water bottle. You don't want my feet. Okay, nope. I'm already tired. Sorry. Let me not lift my legs.
So, in this porn, the best comment that I saw was, why didn't he get both?
How do you fuck both? Oh, I guess one at a time?
So, yeah.
Wait, did he jack off on the armpit?
Yeah, he's, like, rubbing on it. Oh, does he switch
armpits?
This
is some white people shit. Are there black people anywhere in this category?
He looked. This is really weird.
But are there black people in this category?
Yo, a crease, a crevice is a crevice. A hole is not a hole. A fuck it, crevice is a crevice. If they could fuck it, they'll do it. How do you think the movie American Pie started? Like, come on. Niggas will fuck anything. There's cans of pussy at the porn stores.
I'm not playing with you. That's what we're not going to do. I'm not motherfucking playing with you.
So the last one I thought was a great one. It's called the Double Barrel BJ. And basically, to make this work...
I want these two cocks in my mouth together.
I'm sorry, I didn't play it yet.
They're rubbing against each other. Just fill my mouth.
Okay, so...
So I ain't gonna hold you. I love watching this shit.
Right?
I love... But it's because I watch gay porn, so I love just seeing two dicks touch.
So... But one guy is laying down and the other one is standing up over him so that she could fit both dicks in her mouth.
I've seen it done other ways. You really only get the head, bro. You can't, like, you really can't fit two dicks in your mouth. Bro, she's getting the head.
Okay, she is.
You can't suck two chaps.
My favorite comment on here.
Oh, God, here we go.
Says, it's so ignorant, but I love it. Man, these niggas gay.
See? No, in real life, that's what you think, because their dicks are touching. I was about to say their ducks are touching.
They're dead. I said, okay. Yeah, so there we have it. The top seven weirdest fucking porns that I could find. You know what? I just want to say, I really do my best for you guys.
Yeah, no, this was actually good research on your end, except for the Onion article. Whatever. You did a really good job.
No one really cares if it's real or not, right?
Yes, they do. They come here for education, bro.
I'm fucking
not
around.
For the fiction.
It might be real. We don't know.
No.
Man, and I'm gonna tell you, if it ain't real, don't debunk me. Don't tag me, because I don't care. That's the
yeah.
Truth.
All of y'all tag Weezy and let her know.
Shout out to fucking Sid and Reezy. I'm an unofficial ex-sexpert. That's okay. Unofficially, I suck a lot of dicks. I come back. I tell you what I found.
Yeah. No. I'm with that.
That's the risk I'm willing to take. Am I willing to go to school for it? No. This is a school of hard knocks. You go out in the world. You suck dicks. You find out about it.
You do. I'm not gonna lie. I think all of our tips came from. Research.
What?
Like doing research on shit.
Bro, like,
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't doing no shit for research. I mean, I'll do it with the niggas I already fucked, but I ain't gonna fuck no new niggas just for no research.
So you're not fucking new niggas for research?
No. Oh, actually, I'm lying. When I go to Vegas, I'm gonna fuck a new nigga, but it's because he gonna let me peg him. And I ain't pegged since last year. So I'm like,
so bitch, we might need to change your AKAs. You do that shit one more time.
Why? Why?
You ain't pegging that long?
I know.
That's bitch. When Andrew and Charlotte were talking about me having a slut face. Because remember, I hadn't gotten dick in so long, but they saying I was acting like a slut?
Girl. I'm a hoe, but I just fucked the same nigga for the last 5 months, except for now.
Because
I have to start that over, because I did just get.
We're living in our whole past. Dick. That's why.
What do you mean?
Like, at one point in time, I think I definitely was a hoe. And so, basically, that means that. You like people never forget your like you can't wash your hoe sins away. Your hoe,
your hoeness can be deleted.
It's not
Drea
true.
Said so. Yes, it is.
But she's still a hoe to me.
Why is she? Well, she still act hoeish. That's why.
But she so got a
whole,
do we, bitch.
She got a whole husband and still doing hoe shit. Like,
so we do act like hoes then. Look at this.
This was taken 2 years ago.
But all I'm saying
what
is
I don't think like I act like a hoe no more. I ain't gonna lie. When our listeners be on Twitter shit, I love you hoes. Let me come hang with you hoes and do some hoe shit. I be like, but I don't even have sex like that anymore.
Okay, I want to keep in mind that when this episode started today, Mandy goes, God, I've been having so many threesomes lately. I ate pussy in a pool. Is that?
Damn, I did say that. But it was just. But that was
I don't
just,
be doing shit.
But,
huh?
But, okay, when I travel, that's maybe. But like, and when I'm in New York, I be regular as fuck. Just because you're home on vacation and the fucking the area code and the zip code,
I say that
and there may
be
a
like,
plus three.
Because people be like, I'm coming to New York, let's be hoes together, and here I'm not a hoe. Maybe when, you know, okay, let's not. Let's get into the hoe mail, goddammit.
This is like, I'm sorry, it's just.
What? It's just what, bro? It's just fucking what? Let me see, what hoe mail you chose today?
Oh, I
like
this one.
This is some real hoe shit, too. We talking about side chicks today, y'all. And that is me. Bitches is me, side chicks is me. Let me stop.
Well, that's why I
let
said.
Let me stop, I'm going to do this.
Did she title it and go, hey, Mandy?
Well, it says side chick extraordinaire, so that sounds like it was addressed to me. First, I want to say, I love you gals. Here's my issue. I am a side bitch to three niggas. Okay. Pull it, pull it, pull it.
Pop, 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 pop.
Good job, girl. Okay.
Side chick extraordinaire.
So, I am a side bitch to three niggas. The first is my first love. I call Tattoo. I love how y'all giving all your niggas nicknames too now.
I call.
Hood
so
nigga. So we got Tattoo. Tattoo, we were in a relationship for 4 years.
He must got a tattoo
but
on his
we've
face
known each other for 14. Recently, the last 3 to 4 years, I pretty much strictly give him head. I do love sucking his dick. But occasionally, we will fuck. His dick is huge. But we only do doggy because he really don't like big girls. I read that.
What?
What?
I didn't even...
Girl, yes, that's what he said. That's what she said. And this is a nigga she apparently was in a relationship with for
years. Are you giving him head?
Yes, she likes
him. Why does he deserve?
He's undeserving. If you a big girl and you know he don't like big girls, why are you giving him that?
You can't fuck me from the front because what?
Right.
Bitch, I'd be like
right.
This.
Fupa out, Rose going, get the fuck out of here.
Bitch,
yeah.
Sometimes them niggas be grabbing that shit and I'd be like, I know you
want to... I'm not going to lie, I hate... Yeah, it's because you're not a real big girl. I can't stand when niggas grab my stomach or like my arms when I used. No, I didn't like that, any of that.
Bitch, I'm going to sit the rest of the show like this.
The second guy is Zaddy. This nigga fucks and eats the shit out of me, like in every position. And since he strictly fucks big girls, I feel comfortable with him naked and he knows fantasies nobody else knows.
Wait. Zaddy. I mean, I guess it does look big when I sit like this.
Here we go. But he's a hobosexual, so he's not available as much as he was in the beginning. We just hit 2 years. Hobosexual that's not available, I feel like those are the most available because they're homeless, right?
I mean, that dick is that good, I guess.
Okay. Guy three is married. He's my semi-first married nigga. I don't know what a semi-first married nigga means. And he's smaller.
Semi-first, so maybe like she actually fucked him. She really trying to like...
Right. And he's smaller, but still good, and be having a lot of shit going on, and it don't even be with the wife. Here is the issue. I am still semi in love with Tattoo, and I've fallen for Zaddy strictly off the experience of the sex and oral. I am very attracted to them. I don't like what she says here. I want to be like Mandy, though, and just fuck without feelings. But I don't know how, and I'm not trying to add any new bodies. I got enough. Ugh. So it sounds like her problem is, how is she able to...
Why don't you like when someone says that, when you literally say that that's what you do?
But it's not that I fuck with no feelings. I just fuck knowing what the fuck the situation is.
No, like, but that's fucking without feelings.
No, it's not. It's fucking in reality. It's fucking without delusion. It's fucking to know what that person is, what he will be. It's not fucking with no feelings. Like, when I fuck my married niggas, I genuinely care about them, but am I having fucking... feelings and thinking, oh my God, we're going to live happily ever after.
That's
no.
The point.
When I fuck 24/7, I do genuinely care about him. I love his company. I would be hurt if...
Whoa, L word.
What? I love his company?
I wasn't ready for what was about to come out. I'm sorry.
I love his company? Oh my God.
I thought you were going to say, I love it. I was...
Bro, you got to calm the fuck down. This is why.
I was about to say, we're having a breakthrough, everybody.
No, bitch. There's no breakthrough. But what I'm saying is, even the people that I can sit here and say I wouldn't be with or have a relationship with, it doesn't mean I'm fucking without emotion. It means I'm fucking knowing what the situation is. Huh. When you fuck with emotion, I feel like people fuck in delusion. They fuck to believe that something is what it really is not. Yes, bitch, I am giving a word right now.
Purchase.
Okay.
Also.
What? Well, what puzzle?
Literally, what she said was fucking without feelings, but.
But she's, no, it's not fucking without feelings because the feelings are there.
Feeling without feelings involved. That is what, that's basically.
Man, fuck that shit.
What she said again? What she want?
Basically, I guess she wants to know how to juggle the three without adding feelings and without adding any new bodies. Because she's catching herself falling in love for two of the three niggas at least right now.
Well, the for best advice I have, as I would a say, very emotional person, the only way that I'm actually able to fuck without feelings is not talking about anything else, not checking up on each other.
Agreed.
I think that's the easiest way.
Agreed. Don't ask them how they day going. Don't send them good morning texts. Don't care if they slept well. Just that
also,
dick hard.
Also, letting men know what you're looking for
yeah.
is a big deal too. Be like, yo, honestly, like, I don't want or if you, whether you wanted to or not, be like, I know this isn't going anywhere, so I would prefer it if we could just keep it super casual and maybe, like, stop, blah, 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 blah.
I will say that as
sleepovers
someone,
get my feelings in there, too.
Oh, yeah, sleeping over, cuddling, all of those definitely can lead to more. I will say a lot of these men seem like they have years on them, and so it's also just stepping back. If you see that these people have been in your life for as long as they've been around, is it just the sex? Is it that you have these emotional attachments to it? And are these things that have been communicated with these partners? I think that you're doing yourself a disservice by bringing these people into your life and continuing to intake their energy without necessarily having a conversation with them or yourself as to what you want out of them. If you're saying you're falling in love with these two people, is that something that they know? Are they in this just thinking that you're good for sex? Or are you leading them on to, like, think that it could be more? Like, I think you need to see where they are and where they fall into the relationship with you and how they view you and how you view them and genuinely have that conversation with yourself because bitches be lying to themselves about what something really is when it isn't.
Also,
so,
with side
that.
Chick, I was, I can
wait,
only speak
side chick, wait, so does this mean that all of these men have relationships?
That's how I took it because she said she's a side
oh,
chick.
She's a side chick to three.
There's a blog I read back in the day about a side chick who was like anonymous. If y'all remember who it is, I don't know what this was, but like it was basically a blog about a girl who was dating this dude and he was married and he was like an athlete or something. But anyway, long story short, she ended up having a few of these niggas and she would always say that having no one for herself but only being a side chick made her feel less than and it really started to fuck with her head.
I think that's valid.
Yeah.
I think it's very valid. And I think that that does, I think I've went through that phase actually before, where, yeah, a lot of the men who, but I'm also very open. So like they knew that I wasn't exclusive to them, but also knowing that they all had kind of a primary at one point did start making me feel as such. But it's weird because then when I would talk about really liking a nigga and being exclusive to someone, they would get butthurt about it. Like it's really weird how they'll make you always want to be the side chick and come number two, but never want to be number one to someone else.
Yeah.
It's super weird. So, yeah. And I think that that can happen.
And I just want to say, like, to those of you that might feel like, you know, nobody wants you, like, I think we've all been through that when it's just like, oh, I keep fucking these niggas and there's nothing there and I can't meet anybody. And think of the last nigga you said no to. There's somebody there. We just don't want that nigga. That's all I'm saying.
I know that's right. I be saying no to mad nigga.
Me too, bitch. And every time I might get that shit in my head, I'd be like, well, if you think about it.
I told you, like, my DMs have been really weird lately. I guess my pictures look nice. Bitch, niggas from, like, when I lived in, like, that I fucked 8, 9, 10 years ago.
It's a unemployment.
And when I feel bad, I didn't even remember him. He said something like, I see you. I said, huh? Like, who? Like he was, girl, this nigga said, Kendall, washing machine. I said, oh, and didn't respond.
Washing machine.
Ew. We fucked in a washing machine room.
Okay.
And Kendall, like, which is down in Miami.
Oh, that wasn't even his name.
No, that's not his name. That's the city where we fucked.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
Fucking waka blocka.
Like, oh, shit. I hate when, like, niggas hit me up and it's like, damn, we fucked? What part of my life did this happen?
I forgot I fucked my homegirl nigga. I think I told you that the other day when I made the list.
You be forgetting mad niggas. You be thinking you have a list.
I do have a list.
Yeah, I know. But when you made that list, all I had to do was sit and I knew three niggas you left off the list. So if I knew three niggas, it was 5 years where we didn't even talk.
Oh,
I'm sure
shit.
You're leaving off
let
more
me
people.
Add Old Bay seasoning. Yo, wait. See, but let me tell you the I'm funniest done. People on
I'm
my
done.
List.
I'm done.
This is no bullshit. One of the names goes, Carl UK. Carl NY, Nick NY, Nick Orlando. The other one goes, basketball player from Switzerland. And what's hilarious about that is how I didn't remember his name is fucked up. I made this list 3 years ago.
Wait. You made this list like 2.5 years ago because it was right when we started the show and mm-hmm. you went through it and I was like, oh, bitch, you leaving names off. The nigga who came to Jamaica, you didn't even remember his name 2 years ago?
I did remember his name, but at the time of the list, I couldn't. Name. So I didn't. And bitch, I was in Switzerland with him for a week.
And you forgot his name?
Whatever.
Wait a second.
Oh, this one is great.
No, I'm not. I'm judging you, but I'm not. I shouldn't. Because I was in Israel with a nigga for a week, and I can't remember his name now. But did we fuck?
Wait, I know that guy. He was from Orlando. He'd be in Orlando a lot, right?
No.
Oh, okay. I knew a guy who was out there. That's why.
Yeah, no. He's the person who got me to get my passport. This was in 2012 when I first moved here.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Anonymous. Miami One Night with Mandy.
I had to remind you about that nigga.
That was the night.
That's the night you fucked the nigga in front of me. That we met in the club after my t-shirt boys. What was it? Tall T. What? Who's the rock star boys?
And we party like a rock.
Party like a rock
shot
star.
Shot boys?
Is it Shot Boys? Is that? But they had the white T song too, didn't they?
No.
But they wore white tees. Was this the white tee
era? But it was Party Like a Rockstar.
It was Party Like a Rockstar. Nigga, we was in, I think it was Dream too, before Dream was Dream. The Shot Boys.
You know how I knew that? Because I've been watching, I love game shows when I'm in a hotel room. So there's this song called Beat Shazam. I mean, there's a show called Beat Shazam. And then people got to guess
the song. You have to know the song before Shazam knows it?
Yeah, and that's how I knew Shot Boys. Firefighter guy, baseball player from Texas. Oh my God.
I can't.
Wow.
This is a lot. Well,
Qantas? You know what Qantas is? A nigga that works for the airline.
You fucked a nigga named Qantas?
No, he worked for Qantas, the Australian airline. He was Australian.
I'm over you. Me actually,
too.
At this very point, we're gonna go ahead and end the show.
That one rapper.
I want to thank all of y'all for Superman. Tuning in to yet another episode or whatever.
Hold on, who's the name of the nigga?
See, why do I gotta know the niggas you fucked?
You fucked his friend in Tampa, but I was fucking his homeboy with dreads.
So the nigga I fucked in Tampa
was
Elmo. What, you really hooked me up with a gangbanger, bro. Yes. His name was Elmo. I should have known not to fuck
but
that
what
nigga.
What was the nigga I was fucking with name?
Wasn't he a rapper?
Yeah. I put Superman, but that's not
that's
it.
That's not it.
It was Super something.
Super Soaker. No, I'm just making shit up now.
Something. Oh my God, I remember
Can
it.
You
I don't
not
even
say
want
the name?
People to look him up now.
Did he had dreads too, right?
He did. Ew, he was so whack.
We fucked some whack nigga.
Yo, I really like,
those
I
bodies would, are deleted now, bro.
I would say his name, but I can't say it because then they're gonna be like, yo, that nigga's whack as fuck.
You really had me.
That was his name.
Hold on, let me see. That was his name.
Should I say? I don't care.
No, don't. No, bro. Stop playing, bro. I met you.
I know that nigga work at Chipotle
you
now.
Really had
That's
me,
why I said,
bro,
should I say?
I fucked a blood named Elmo with face tattoos.
Dog, where is that nigga?
He got to be locked dead. Up. He's definitely locked up. Oh, he got to be locked up. Don't say dead. Damn. Probably locked up.
Wow.
I'm done. Okay, let's stop reminiscing on these old dicks that we don't want to remember.
Oh, he's kind of cute here.
Uh-uh. We're not going to do this. Oh, we're not going to do this.
Oh, this was... That's... Wait.
Anywho, y'all.
2011. This one I was fucking with him.
Yep. Yeah. No, we fucked... Bro,
wow,
that was...
This song is so bad.
You was fucking him in 2006, bro. Not 2011.
Look at this beat. Made on a Casio.
You see, she want to give. You see all these tips she's trying to give. Can you please turn the goddamn phone off,
He's
Weezy?
A terrible rapper.
Weezy, can you please turn the fucking phone off, y'all? Jesus Christ, that's how I feel about her. I can't stand her.
This
anyways,
is so bad.
Anyways, y'all. I want to thank all of our patrons, everyone who tunes into us every motherfucking Monday. For y'all who are curious about these porns, we are going to place them on our Patreon website. So if you go to patreon.com/horribledecisions, you guys can become a patron and receive 3 bonus episodes every month. And then we post porn. We talk about what's going on in our lives.
Well, we don't post porn.
I have posted porn.
We, bitch.
Oh,
you.
I post porn.
And actually
Kay Spade.
He posts porn sleepers. So we have porn sleepers every
week.
Yeah,
he wrote one the other day and he was like, as you guys know, I'm a fan of.
No, he really does like deep dive into some really good porn and he'll post the links and stuff for you guys.
And some hoe on there be like, yeah, I like that shit.
Also, the community is just super dope. They talk about just a lot of
things. Oh, yeah, this is it. As I've mentioned before, that I typically prefer older women. I've always been that way ever since I was a kid. Being that I'm in my late 30s, most of these women are close to my age, and this week's porn sleeper is a favorite of mine. It features a woman that started in porn later than most.
Nah, he's dope. But yeah, guys, as always, we're going to leave you guys off with a 5-minute clip from one of our bonus episodes.
Oh, by the way, if you are not a patron, there is some September Patreon tea because me and Mandy damn near did our own therapy on an episode and really deep dived into that shit. So if you thought your $5 may not have been worth it, it's definitely going to be worth it for September's.
It was a self-diagnosed therapy session.
It was.
We kind of like diagnosed each other and what we need to work on.
And I was
on.
Like, basically,
and mind
you're
you,
nuts.
This all came after an argument in a fucking cab ride over. So I didn't even think we were going to do good. We even hugged after recording 3 episodes. I ain't going to hold you. She said we in a studio for, I said, we're doing 3 episodes in one day. Mind you, this was after a meeting for our tour. And we got into an argument in the cab ride over. And I said, bitch, 3 episodes? 3?
You know what I was thinking? I was talking to my mom about it. And I think that argument in the cab, she was like, you guys are just tired. Like you're tired. You're looking at success happen. You're watching it grow. Like you're tired of the same argument. So like you
1000%, bitch. You it's almost the same argument as a year ago.
Basically, Mandy ain't shit. She a puss asshole.
Psych, bitch. You know that ain't never been me.
Shit.
Anywho,
change it.
But no, it was actually really good. It deep dived into what we know we need to work on. Outside of business, just on a personal thing. So you guys will get that in September as an episode. There was no outline because, bitch, we y'all know I left it up to Weezy, so there really wasn't an outline.
An outline.
Nah, she lying. She lying. She's like, yeah, I got an outline, and then we just literally talked the whole time.
Well, we'll give you a snippet from that one.
Yeah. We'll actually drop a snippet of that one at the end of this. So, again, thank you for all of you guys who have supported us. We are going on tour. We're hitting 16 cities coming up. We're locking in those dates now. We'll be giving merch. Are we still working on a store? Are we going to drop a store? If any of y'all are fans and graphic designers and have any cool-ass ideas for what you guys would like to see on Horrible Decisions merch outside of what we already give to our patrons, we are seeking a graphic designer to do some dope-ass Horrible Decisions things. So definitely go ahead and email us with either some of your ideas or your portfolio to horribledecisions@gmail.com. We are looking for graphic designs for some merch for Horrible Decisions to give to our lovely supporters. And again, before we get out of here, thank you guys. We'll leave y'all with a clip of that. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.